it's definitely gonna whoever wins, whoever loses is gonna say, you know, you played a good game, this and that, you know, most likely, you know. Good. I don't really know how to explain it.
Yeah,
you know,
that's what I mean. It's kind of this odd spot.
Yeah,
any
is.
Other week,
I mean,
the guy right in your corner, wouldn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely in my corner every day. But you know, there is going to be some bragging rights, but there also is some he's going to defend me and stuff like that. But I don't know. I guess we're going to see on Sunday.
Mom wearing Hawkeye gear? Is that what you? Has that been determined?
Actually, my family is wearing. They made their own shirts, so.
Oh. And what do they look like?
I couldn't even tell you. There's
more representative of both, though. Is the
I think
point?
Yeah, I think it's more of both, and but I mean, my brother said the tickets that he's handing out, he told the people they have to wear green if they come out here. So I mean, I guess I have a lot of family wearing both.
How long did it take your brother to actually come up to you after last year's game or talking about?
Well, it was actually he was on the field for that last play.
Yeah.
So after we rushed the field, you know, he was walking off all slow and stuff because they're all disappointed. It was a tough loss for them. But so I just walked past him on the way off the field, and it was one of the things I just said, you know, hurry up, mom's waiting on us after the game. I'm not gonna be here for that long, so hurry up and get out the locker room because he takes a long time. So mom told him to say that.
Was he on Marvin on that last play?
No, actually he wasn't. He was coming up the A gap on a blitz. I just remember that play vividly. I guess everyone does. It's the play. So
what was it like growing up with him? Were you guys pretty competitive against one each other, and who usually came out on top?
Well, I mean, he's two, three years older than me, so you know he was always the tougher one on me. But I mean, it was good growing up. That's what I needed, and you know, he sort of showed me the way through you know, middle school football, high school sports, and I sort of just followed him. But you know, I'm in my own shoes right now, and you know, I'm trying to do what I have to do to help this team win on Saturday.
I got to ask, how did he respond when you told him you were going to be a Hawkeye? Because by this time, he's obviously a fixture in the Michigan State program.
Well, I mean, No, I mean, he was there the whole recruiting process, you know, asking me, you know, who's talking to you, who's this and that. And he went through the same process, you know, not the same teams, but he went through the same process. And I think when Michigan State found out that I was coming out here, they told my brother to call me or whatever, and so he did. You know, I just said, you know, I want to be a Hawkeye. You know, I'm sorry, but I want to follow in your shoes. I sort of want to do my own thing. And he said, you know, that's great. You know, Iowa's a good program. They're a tough team. One of the tough teams in the Big Ten. So you just go out there and you do your thing. And I appreciated that. Yep.
Before you made the decision to come here, how much of that was a thought, you know, wanting to maybe not necessarily follow in his shoes, but, you know, go and join him and be a teammate at Michigan State?
You know, honestly, I never once thought about that. I never once said, hey, I want to go to play with my brother. I mean, I did that a year in high school, and I think that was just all I pretty much needed, because when I was a junior and senior in high school, I never really said, I'm going to play with my brother. You know, I people would always ask me, "Oh, you're going to play with your brother, aren't you?" And I'm like, "No, that's just something I never wanted to do." So,
yeah, I know, obviously, for you and for him, for that matter, it's more or less, you know, it's just you're focusing on the game and whatnot. But for your parents, what's it like for them? You know, in these days and hours, you know, leading up to kickoff.
Well, it's just different. I guess it's a different type of field, different type of week. I talked to my sister last night, and she said she talked to my brother, and it's just you know, we're best of friends, me and my brother. We're brothers, but this week we just don't talk. It's just we're enemies, and it's weird to say, but I mean, it's strictly business. You know, this is a big game for both of us. It's a must win for both teams, and you know, it's going to be a tough battle.
When was the last conversation with you? Or when do you have to cut it off? Sunday night? Or?
Oh yeah, I talked to him after the game. And,
so Saturday night?
Yeah, I talked to him after the game, and you know, he said, "How was it?" And I said, "You know, tough loss, this and that." And I said, "You guys," I told him how. You know, they really snuck out of one against Northwestern, and that was it. And he just said good luck, and I said good luck to him. And I mean, this is business week.